A wild scene last night at Newman Arena as the University of Jamestown men's basketball team knocked off 18th-ranked Mount Marty by a final score of 94-82. The Jimmies led by 12 in the final 2.5 minutes, and there was nearly fireworks at Newman Arena. Jack Talley hit a three. He got teed up, and then moments later, Mount Marty's leading scorer, Chris King, was tossed from the game. A couple of Mount Marty players also came off the bench and were asked to leave, and Jamestown held on for a 12-point victory. Jack Talley led the way. He had 29 for Jamestown. Jamestown freshman Mason Walters had a double-double in the first half, 11 points and 10 rebounds. He finished the night with 19 points and 14 rebounds. There's currently a massive logjam in the GPAC standings. Dakota Wesleyan currently in second place with a 10-5 record. But between there and 8-7, there are six teams. The Jimmies right now tied with Concordia at 8-7. The Jimmies hit the road to Hastings on Saturday. University of Jamestown women's basketball team knocked off Mount Marty 64-38. Jimmy's got another big night from freshman Kaya Towers. She led the way with 15. Jimmy's currently in sixth place in the GPAC. The latest Class A basketball polls came out last night. On the boys' side, Jamestown still number one, getting 18 of 21 first-place votes. Fargo Davies is 2, West Fargo Cheyenne 3. Bismarck High is 4, and Minot rounds out the top 5. Grand Forks Red River, the other team, receiving votes. On the girls' side, unbeaten Devils Lake remains at number 1. Bismarck Legacy at 16-0 at number 2. Bismarck Century 3, Shanley 4, and Davies at number 5. Red River and Mandan receiving votes. For more news and sports, check us out online at newsdakota.com.